It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
I should have probably saved that song for another month or so when it's really the hot town of Laughlin. Good afternoon to you. It's Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Mall. It's Speak Out 2.0. Today is April the 11th, in case you got confused there. And a little after 12 o'clock. And, of course, Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Secure Document Protection. Mojave Electric Cooperative with their Co-op Connection Card, which is designed to save you money. If you don't have one, well, you should swing by their office on Hancock Road and pick one up. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Arizona, and you can test drive any car on the lot. You can even purchase a brand new Hyundai for under $30,000. Nothing wrong with that. Vaporium of Laughlin, and of course, they'll help you stop smoking. If you thought you've smoked too long and it's time to stop, go in there and ask them for help. That's what they're all about. And Eugene Williams Consulting, and that is he helps businesses grow. And speaking of Eugene Williams, he's right here. How are you?
Hey, terrific.
Good.
It's peachy.
Good. So Eugene is our first guest on Speak Out 2.0. You got a question for Eugene, you can call in. It's 702-298-1063, and we'll put you on the air, and then we ask your question, or you ask your question, and then we pot you down and tell you to listen to your radio for the answer. And so you never know if the phone's going to ring or not. But so, Eugene, you've been in Laughlin a couple of years?
Yes.
Yep.
About 5 years, actually.
Oh, 5 years. Okay. And so when we talk about consulting services, what type of consulting services are you offering to the businesses out there?
Well, I offer Google my business setup for businesses that are wanted to take advantage of free Google advertisement.
Okay.
And I've helped a handyman from Lake Havasu and a plumber from here in Laughlin to establish a Google presence. Most times when folks look for services, they use their smartphone.
Oh, yeah. The days of a phone book are long
gone.
Yeah,
that's correct. And when you want a plumber in Lake Havasu or a handyman in Laughlin or whatever, you use your smartphone,
yep,
punch it in,
yeah,
and bingo, you get a list of companies.
And sometimes you don't have to punch it in. You can just say, Siri, show me this or that, you know, and they give you a list.
That's right. And yeah, these guys, these two single owners businesses are getting flooded. They've got work coming out of their ears.
Right.
And it's free advertising from Google.
Right.
If you don't go into the pay-per-click system, which they try to get you to go into, you're actually getting free advertising on Google.
Can't beat it. Can't beat it. I know yesterday, it's funny you talk about that, because yesterday I had Beverly Valentine in here from Mojave Community College, and she talked about air conditioning and the HVAC classes that they have at the college in Bullhead. And I said, yeah, you know, if you're coming out of high school, you need to be certified in HVAC and AC and heating, and you can go to MCC and take those classes, then go buy a van, buy your tools, put your name on your van, and bang, you're a one-man show. And it's that simplistic, you know. And we see a lot of them now. I'm seeing more vans on the road in Bullhead City that have Jim's Plumbing, you know, and Larry's Plumbing and heating and all this. So there's a lot of them out there. So if they're not using Google and they're not using you, they probably should.
Well, it's free. You can't pass up anything that has the word free on it.
That's right. That's right.
And it's advertising, so I can't understand why anyone would pass up something free in advertising.
Yeah, you've got to advertise your business. I heard a saying one time that said, running a business without advertising is like winking at a girl in the dark. You know what you're doing, but she doesn't know.
That's correct.
And so you've got to tell people what you're doing out there. And Facebook is free, but I don't go to Facebook for services. If you got to shake your head, you got to say no. They can't hear your head shake to the microphone.
Yeah, social media is it works, but it's not as effective as Google advertising, because when you're on Facebook, you can't speak into your smartphone and say, hey, find me a restaurant, find me a plumber, find me a painter, you know. So that's one of the disadvantages of social media, because, like I said, like we agreed, the people find what they want from their smartphone.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's the way of the world today, you know. And the young people, that's all they do is they're on their smartphones, and we say that. And my wife and I go out to dinner, and I'm 64, and she's in her 50s, and we go out to dinner, and we're on our smartphones looking around the table. Everybody that's on their smartphones in the restaurant is all our age, you know. So we sit back and say, oh, those kids are on their phones all the time. So is everybody else, you know. So is everyone else. So is every adult. You walk out here in the courtyard, in the food court, and you see all these people sitting at their tables on their smartphones, but they're not kids. They're not under 30 years old, you know. So it's everyone who uses it. And, you know, I've got a buddy of mine who lives here in Laughlin, Jason, if he's out there listening. He always gives me a bad time because he says, I don't have Facebook on my smartphone. And I said, why? Well, because then I'd be on it too often. So if I have my computer, then it regulates. You're on it way too much, Larry. I said, I'm on my smartphone all the time. I get my emails, text messages, everything. You know, it's a business tool more than anything anymore. You know, and for a lot of people, it's a write-off because it's their business tool. It's their business phone for that plumber or whatnot. So now you help them with Google Ads. What other services are you providing to some of these new businesses?
Okay. For established businesses that mainly are in out of state like Arizona or California that want to establish a presence in Nevada as a legal business presence in Nevada.
Right.
I am a state of Nevada registered agent, and in my responsibility as a resident agent, I represent and help businesses in Arizona and California go through the paperwork involved with getting their business presence established in Nevada.
Okay.
For instance, if it's an LLC or a corporation, then I would provide them with the proper forms that they need to get their business completed and obtain their Nevada state business license and their Clark County business license. And then I also provide the business signage, the place for the posting their business license. So it's what they call virtual office, where you have an office, but you don't have a staff. You don't have equipment. You don't have all of that. You have a address that you can utilize in your business.
Okay. So then if I walk into your office, I can see all these business licenses hanging for all these business. Really? Wow. So are they all in frames? You got one wall that's all these businesses frames?
The real estate brokers, and my main source of support is from real estate businesses in Bullhead.
Uh-huh.
I've got several real estate businesses that I helped establish a presence in Nevada.
Okay. So that allows them then to sell property in Laughlin.
Right. Right.
So now if they had a Nevada real estate license and they passed the courses and everything in Nevada, they can sell here. Did they need that license if they're licensed in Arizona and they have a business and a storefront, so to say?
It's not transferable. If you have a real estate license in Arizona, you can't transfer that license.
Right, you got to take it for each state.
That's
but
correct.
Once you have that, and you have your established business, do they need to have a presence in Laughlin with a certificate?
Yes, you cannot sell property in Nevada. If you're an Arizona business,
right,
real estate, and you come over into Nevada, you cannot sell real estate without a license.
Without a real estate license.
Right.
But they need a business license also?
Well, most of my clients have both.
Okay.
The ones on, I have a glass, giant glass framed business license side. When you walk in my office, you're going to see all the business licenses sitting in underneath that glass frame.
So you didn't need to decorate your office. You just bought a big piece of glass.
It's like wallpaper.
Okay, well, hey, that works, right? No.
And they're complying with the requirements of the state of Nevada.
Right. Okay. All right. Eugene, let us take a break, and shortly we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more. Come on, play. There we go.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com. National Notary Association member, founder Las Vegas Chamber of Adobe Acrobat User Group, Veterans First Program member, Mr. Eugene Williams is the trusted and reputable source for your business admin. Eugene Williams Consulting is offering unique and solution-oriented support for your business presence in Nevada, way below the standard rate. Eugene provides mail forwarding, free notary public, licensing posting compliance, Nevada agent registration, and more for just $50 a month. Don't get behind in your business needs and go to EugeneWilliamsConsulting.com.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswaneehyundai.net.
Working in the medical field? It's the fastest growing profession in the tri-state. If you or someone you know is working in or starting a career in the medical field, trust the folks at Anything Medical to provide quality scrubs, shoes, and professional equipment, all at the very best prices available. And be sure to remind your patients to visit Anything Medical when prescribing orthopedic braces, shoes, wound supplies, respiratory aids and service, or any home medical equipment. Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall. Visit Anything Medical today.
Those good old boys at the X are offering up happy hour drink prices Sunday through Friday. $1 off domestic pints and well drinks from 3 to 6. That's happy hours every Sunday through Friday at the Flying X Saloon. No one has colder beer or the X's Frost Rail. See you for happy hours 3 to 6 Sunday through Friday at the Flying X Saloon, downtown Lake Havasu City.
The coldest beer in the West, under the western moon.
Everybody knows the Box Tops. Speak Out 2.0. This is Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall on KNTR. And it is, once again, April the 11th. And our show is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams Consulting. And Eugene is in the studio. If you have a question for Eugene, you know, he's a business consultant, give us a call, 702-298-1063. So we were talking about business licenses, and that's a main thing that you do or assist with.
Right.
Right.
Is that correct? That's
correct. And then, like you said, having a location to hang that where it's
The idea is to make sure you're complying with Nevada and Clark County laws
right.
related to business.
And the state like you said, you're registered with the state. So the state kind of deputizes you and says, okay, you can be the guy who holds all their business license?
No, my responsibility as a registered agent is to make sure that the entity or business that are like LLCs and corporations
right.
are notified when any correspondence between the state or the county is sent to them. And usually that mail is sent into my office and I forward it to the business either in Nevada or California that I represent. And I'm also a notary public.
All right.
I do mortgage loan signings for title companies.
And there's probably not a lot of those in Laughlin.
No, there's a one more gentleman, another gentleman that's competing with me as for notary signing with title companies.
But he's not on the radio.
And I get a lot of walk-in referrals, notary signings from the Laughlin Library, the Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles, and the Mutual of Omaha Bank here in Laughlin.
Okay, right.
And also the U.S. Post Office.
Oh, okay. All right,
so,
good.
Yeah, so that's...
So everybody knows who you are in Laughlin.
Yes, I'm my business cards are pretty well...
spread out all over town. All right.
Yes, I'm also a member of the Laughlin Economic Development Corporation. I'm on the board as the board secretary.
Oh, okay. And, yeah, I see your picture, yeah.
And I've been on the board for 2 years, and... we have just we have some interest in the state legislature's process, and there's a possibility that Laughlin might be
incorporated,
blessed with $100 million from an overpayment of property taxes.
Wow.
We had notified all property owners that were due refunds. We did a direct mail campaign, and we also publicized it as much as we could. But come to find out, there's still monies that were not claimed.
$100 million worth?
That's an estimate.
I'm moving a lot.
It's a Senate bill that's being processed right now for and it looks from what I hear from our strategic advisor that it's a good chance it's going to be passed by the state legislature.
So when that's passed, who does that money go to?
I mean, that is the question.
They come knocking on your door and say, hey,
there's a good...
Sorry, your portion's only, you know...
No, that... All
$2.3 million.
All that money belongs to Laughlin.
The community.
Yes. Yes,
you're not a city. Because you're not a city.
Because of the refund was from overpayment of property taxes, the money has to be given back
to the community.
Oh,
okay.
And there's a lot of folks, like I said, that didn't file their claims for the money.
Oh, wow. Gee. A lot of folks, I'd say, if it's $100 million.
That's
a chunk of change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an estimate.
Yeah.
And I have it in writing, an email that I received from someone that knows what's going on with that Senate bill.
Wow. That's fantastic. Okay. Now, there's also possibility that the town could be... incorporated?
That is also in the works. And as far as I know, they did the math. Before this bill was introduced by Senator Hardy and Representative Leavitt. Laughlin did not initiate or ask them to do this.
All right.
They did it on their own, and they did it because they did the math. Can Laughlin survive as a town and not go bankrupt? And they did the math, and they it's been confirmed and verified by the state's auditor or whoever, that other person that confirms their finding.
That could happen.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Well, we'll have to wait and see.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Eugene, thank you for coming in today. We're just about out of time. Is there any one last thing you want to say before we go?
Yes. If you'd like to get more information, just give me a call in my office.
What's your office number? Put it out there.
702-299-0511.
Okay. Or you're in the Professional Plaza.
Laughlin Professional Plaza, second floor, directly across from the Veterans Administration's clinic.
Okay.
Suite 7, the only office with a balcony.
Oh, of course.
On the second floor.
And the only office that is wallpapered with other people's business licenses.
That's correct.
All right, Eugene, thank you.
All right.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswaneehyundai.net.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking-price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop, Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
The stores and outlets inside the Laughlin Outlet Center offer savings of up to 70% off every day. Up to 70% off the brand name things you really want. Take in a new release at the Stadium 9 Cinema. There's something for everyone at the Laughlin Outlet Center. I'll see you there on Casino Drive, Laughlin.
The Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
There's a bright star on your horizon. It's Star Checking from Horizon Community Bank, and it rewards you month after month. You can earn a rate currently more than 15 times the national average for interest-bearing checking or balance, up to $25,000. Visit the bank that is proud to be locally owned and managed. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Portside, and Parker. For more information about Star Personal Checking Accounts, member FDIC.
Venus. Speak Out 2.0, Larry Toonforce, live from the Laughlin Mall. The show is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams Consulting. And Eugene just left, and now we have the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce.
Hi.
Everybody went, wait a minute, that's not John. We have John and Amber.
That's right.
Hello.
And they're both here.
Everybody.
And because you want to talk about
Bullhead City
May 4th.
Taco Beer Music Festival.
Taco Beer Music Festival. Yeah. And it's going to be indoors.
Indoor, and we have beach access.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be...
Sliding glass doors will be open, huh?
Well, we're planning on keeping those doors shut just to try and keep some of the air inside. But
yeah, another
keep it a little cool for the band.
I was going to say, another month or so, it'll be a little toasty.
It'll be warm, yeah. So, yeah. But we're going to get the music piped outside. And,
oh, good.
And so people can sit out on the beach and have their cocktail and some food and enjoy the music, live music.
Yeah.
It's going to be... you know, about a year ago, we were just talking about Toby. About a year ago, Toby tasked me with trying to do more events that are community, get the community involved.
Right.
You know, we had Cornfest.
Did he also tell you that not to run out of beer at Oktoberfest?
We've got Budweiser coming in with that and Limeritas.
Oh,
and
okay.
We got plenty.
So for this one, you're stocked up?
Yes.
Okay. So
that will not be an issue.
No.
It won't be an issue at Oktoberfest either.
No.
Now that we know what to expect.
Exactly.
Well,
people,
and who would have figured that?
Yeah,
I mean, I was on that committee. Who would have figured we'd run out of beer at 8 o'clock at night?
And if people
get thirsty.
And if the chamber was the people that were saying, here's how many people we're going to have, here's how much beer you need to bring, then I would fully take the blame on this. But,
yes.
But we left it up to them, and they said, no, this should be plenty. And
I know. I've seen you point at Melody all the time.
It's her fault.
So now, this is one of the projects that you decided to add to the chamber budget and chamber agenda.
Yeah, it's not really. I mean, Toby had said he wanted to do these kind of things. So Amber came to me and said that she wanted to do this specific event, and I said, okay, well, that's in line with what Toby wanted to do. We haven't budgeted for it, but it's not really a fundraiser. It's more of a
community event where we're just going to have music and show off our awesome venue that we have at the Chamber of Commerce because it's beautiful right there on the water.
Right.
And you know what? We get some local bands and some bigger name from out of the area bands there. People can,
Rod Stewart's available.
No, absolutely not.
Oh,
we have actually, can I name some of the bands? We have Safety Orange. They are our headliners. We have Vicious Kindids. They're coming from Long Beach. We've got the Jaw Funkified's coming from Phoenix. Local musicians, we have Leonard Interior and Savage Cat. So, and there's a couple other bands I've been scoping out. We'll see. So, and then we've got our local restaurants that are going to bring, like, awesome tacos and food.
Okay. And now Paul Lavoie has a band, you know, that you sit here.
They're booked. I did. I went to our local, couple of them.
And
he's
busy?
Booked. Well, yeah, he's at the AV now. So he's,
well, yeah, I know. But
yeah, Cinco de Mayo is a big thing. I mean,
yes,
we're
is.
Just getting in on this.
Yeah. So it should be fun.
Should be a blast, and like I said, it's all about getting the community together to have a good time. We haven't really worked out how we're going to do it. It all depends on what happens with sponsorships because we got to pay, we're going to have some expenses.
Right.
And
fans aren't going to come up here for free.
But Anderson Ford is our sponsors.
Oh, good. Okay.
And our Kiwanis is so graciously giving us our liquor license and helping pour all day. So thank you guys.
Well, that's the new
different.
Club.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The
new
I know, but you guys are one team, one dream.
Yes, we are. We are.
Yes.
But that's the Noon Club that possesses that license.
Yes. Yes. Miss Rita Brown. Yes. Thank you for.
We do breakfast, and we don't have an alcohol license at breakfast.
Yeah. Those early meetings.
Yes. Yes.
Like those
you're welcome 6:55. To come anytime.
Okay.
Yeah. John's been there.
I know. Yeah.
This is why I can't make it to Fort Mojave Rotary, though. Darn early meetings and having kids.
Yep. That's true. Kids do kind of get in the way.
Well, I love them.
I know.
Yeah.
Yesterday at the 10:30 ribbon cutting, I saw a 2-year-old running around. Didn't you, John?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where Delilah comes. But I love that the owners had their kid, too.
Yeah,
so Delilah wasn't alone by
that's
herself.
Right. Yeah, Delilah had friends, and that was a good cover. Well, the owners have brought their kids.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
There was only one Delilah. It seemed like there was like six.
And you guys
they're
say she's
everywhere.
Not the devil.
Well, she's in her terrible twos, right?
Yeah.
Like terrible, and she's continuing to go to three.
Yeah. And so, she was everywhere yesterday, climbing on this and that and running around. And
Probably shouldn't have given her that caffeine.
Well, this is why I drink a lot of coffee and have taco beer at music festivals.
I saw John give her candy, little pieces of candy.
Chocolate-covered coffee
beer. Oh, I did give her one of those, actually.
Oh.
No wonder she's like...
Okay, so now, the public, do they pay when they come to this event?
It's going to be $5 at the door,
okay.
Which is like to watch bands, and it'll be from noon to 10, we're thinking. But we also have the farmers market that morning.
Right.
So I figure that's going to be amazing. They're just going to like be out there getting their like goods and trinkle in or go home, take the kids and come back. It should be awesome.
Because it's not a kid event.
Well, I mean, kids are welcome. We're we're not catering to, we're not having a kiddie.
We won't charge the kids. It'll just be something that you're not going to be able to buy beer or food or anything unless you have your band on. And, like I said, it's really the $5 is something we went back and forth on. We went $10, we went nothing. We have to cover our costs because it's not a chamber sponsored thing where we plan on budgeting it and all that. So we have to cover our costs, and we got bands to pay for, and we got hotel rooms to pay for, and that.
Yeah.
So So we just need to cover our costs on
that. And the food, we didn't recognize them. We're going to have Caliano's making some taco pizza. We're going to have Mojave Steakhouse doing tacos. We'll have Craig Steinley's Big Stein Trucks. And there's one else that I'm forgetting. And River Dogs.
River Dogs. You forgot Karen?
Karen. Oh. Save the best for last. Wow. Okay. And Miss Karen. Yeah, their carne asada tacos are off.
So are their fish.
I know.
I have the fish tacos.
I really hope they do fish and carne. Like, that's what I would like me to.
Yeah, I'll be there all day.
Just saying.
All right. So it's $5 to get in, and it's not just Tamer members. This is open to everybody in the
community. No, it's open, yes, because we want everyone to know why the Chamber of Commerce does amazing things and works with all the great community people, and we're just trying to showcase that.
Okay, and there's plenty of parking.
Yeah. There's plenty of parking, and we're hoping that, like Amber said, it's going to be noon to 10. We're hoping that we can keep it going until 10, and then
it will, for sure. We have Safety Orange closing the show, so there's absolutely no way that that place won't be full at least 8:30 to 10.
It should be rocking. It should be a good time. And that was another thing that I get a lot of messages, people saying you should this and you should that.
Right.
People were looking at different styles of music. You know, we get a lot of country here, and there's a lot of country fans. But outside of that, other than tribute bands,
or like rock and roll, like cover bands, this is all different music from like very funk, like kind of 311 surfer, just like reggae kind of awesome. It'll be fun. Like different styles.
Reggae and Beach Boys?
yes.
That's well, and then we have Leonard. I mean, Leonard plays
Leonard
amazing.
Plays
gosh.
Everything.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, he plays everything. And so we just, we need some culture and music and entertainment on our side.
Okay.
And really, that's what the whole thing is if it's your kind of music or not, one of the bands is going to be your kind of music. But it's really, let's just get together with friends.
Right.
And let's just have some drinks and have some food and relax on the beach and, kind of check things out.
Good.
And have a good time. That's the whole idea behind it.
And we also do have, Juan with Thunderbird Taxi. We will also be working with them so everyone can be safe and get home.
Okay.
You know, no drinking and driving. Because we just, safety first.
So Thunderbird Taxi will give them that ride home if they need it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
So we've got him and he's on the committee. And
good. All right. What are we missing?
I don't know.
Well, if we got time still, we could talk about our mixer tonight.
Yes, I was just going to say.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, so we have a mixer. It's at 5:30 tonight. It's at Arizona Affordable Cremations, which doesn't really sound like a happen.
You know what,
place
though?
Go,
I hate to say it. There's a couple things inevitable in life, and that's one of them. And Jessica Terry does an amazing thing over there.
People are dying to get in there.
Literally.
Ba-dum-bum. So, but the thing about it is that it's also the, it's one of the John Hassett Desert Lawn group of things, and they always do their mixers great.
They do.
So that should be fascinating.
I totally forgot to mention something about the mixer, which is not good. Or not the mixer, I mean the event. We have Ellie's custom bathing suits and doing threading and henna tattoos, and I can't forget them. I'm sorry.
They're
dead people and hot girls in bathing suits, I guess.
Henna.
It's not like real tattoos. And then they're going to be doing threading and then like girls in their bathing suits custom. Sorry, I don't know where I went from dead people and cremations to that. So, but I can't forget to not mention them. So
yes, they will be
so
there.
What did we say talking about cremations?
I don't know.
No.
Squirrel.
She's all over the place.
Okay. We know this.
All
sorry.
Right. Now you see why I had both of them come in. Yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
All right.
I try to be the calming influence on her, but it doesn't necessarily work.
Yeah, but your calmness triggers
rein her back in. Yeah. That's it.
Okay. So tonight, 5:30, and it's down on Marina and Clearwater.
Right.
So a little out of the neighborhood from where we normally have mixers.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's a nice
It's a busy little four-way stop right there.
It is.
Actually, every time that because they do really good grief counseling on noon on Fridays. And I've been there to a couple. Jessica puts on that. And it's a really good thing they do over there.
Yeah. So, and that's a part of it. You know, it's a part of the business. So.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a 5:30 night. Open to the public. Then come on down.
Yep.
And like you said, John Hassett. There's always food.
John's
having
a little party.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there'll be food and drink. And there'll also be, we do some raffle gifts.
Right.
We got a nice raffle gift donated a couple of days ago. From the BBB, the Bullhead Business Builders. So we'll have a few different things. Get a chance to meet our ambassadors and a chance to to mix with other businesses and, yeah. and learn something about Arizona Affordable. It's always, you know, our we've been lucky. The Laughlin Chamber does a few mixers a year.
Right.
We're at a point now where we're doing so well on them that we had to change it to two mixers
two
a month.
Yeah. And we're booked solid for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and,
literally.
And all of them are gone all the way through the summer,
and
all of them.
And we have one like the first week of next month, right?
We do. We have
one,
on the 3rd. Mm-hmm. That one's kind of important.
Oh, yeah. Who would that be,
That would
John?
Be Living Waters Hospice.
Oh, and, who runs that?
That would be my wife.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so that's thank you for bringing
big
that
sponsors
up.
For a lot of things that they they are always helping us and working together with them.
Oktoberfest, Cornfest too.
Cornfest, major sponsor for Cornfest. They were a big sponsor out at they were a sponsor at Oktoberfest.
Right.
They're they sponsored half of our sound system downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Major sound system down in the auditorium. So yeah, they've been good partners. They're actually doing that. So. Catherine Rajanini,
right?
With Bullhead City Insurance, and her husband Glenn owns Mountain View Homes,
right?
And they also have Kitchen, Bath and Beyond, or
everything you could want, all down that road where Barron's is.
So they had she wanted to do a mixer, but all the mixers were gone. So now she's parting with Maria. They're going to have the mixer at one of their. Provided Glenn gets it done in time, one of their homes.
So we don't know where the mixer is yet.
Probably that new one.
Right.
They got done in February, right?
No, it's not done yet.
It's not
he's,
done. Oh, okay.
I talked to him last week, and he was scrambling to meet Catherine's deadline.
I had to
happy
laugh.
Happy wife, happy life.
I had to laugh when I was in the dentist chair a couple months ago and was talking about the Kiwanis Kids Expo to the lady cleaning my teeth. Mm. And she said, yeah, well, we live in Kingman, and my kids are into 4-H. And I said, oh, that's great. I said, is there a 4-H here?
There is, but, like, nobody talks about it. And I'm from Wyoming, so I'm all about that stuff.
And so she said, yeah, there is. Let me look at the computer. And she goes over and she goes, well, Tracy Ward's in charge. And I said, oh, okay. So I grabbed my phone, and I said, well, I'll send Tracy an email. And she goes, you have Tracy in your phone? I said, yeah. In fact, better yet, I'll just send her husband a text message. And she goes, you have her husband in your phone? I said, well, yeah, he's a Bullhead firefighter. So I send Rory Ward a text message, and he comes right back, and he goes, oh, we're not doing it anymore. Catherine Rajini is in charge.
Yeah.
So I texted her, and she said, send me the application. And there she was at the Kiwanis Kids Expo talking about 4-H. So.
Yeah, her daughter, Katri, is so into the whole horse shows and horse riding and all that. Yeah, she's winning awards and they're very much into it.
So. And so is Regina's daughter is into that horseback riding and just lost a horse last year and then got another horse that didn't work out. And I think she just got herself another horse. So there's a lot of horse around.
That's why
like
Mojave Valley is awesome because you can have all that property and animals and livestock.
Lots of property, Well, you mentioned that mixer, but we have another one in between there that we can't skip them. That's the Bullhead Business Builders is doing theirs, and theirs is going to be really cool with their
planning. When's theirs?
Theirs is on the 25th of April.
April, okay.
So we got one tonight. We have one 2 weeks from today is the BBB. That's going to be at the Chamber, but it's Take Me Out to the Ball Game is their
theme.
Yes,
I can't wait. Go Red Sox.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And then a week later is the one May 3rd.
May 3rd. Yeah. And that's and we don't know where it's going to be yet.
May 3rd or May 2nd?
I don't know. Just May 4th is the Bullheads Taco Beer Music Festival.
We can call Maria and check with her and get the right.
Someone, John. you can reach out.
I think it's the 2nd. Whatever that first Thursday is, that's the day.
Okay, that would be the 2nd. Because the Taco Festival is the 4th on Saturday.
Okay.
Yep. Second. May 2nd is that mixer. Right. Yep. Right. Yeah, buddy.
The location to be determined by the speed of Glenn.
Some new house in Fort Mojave. That's it. Best I can tell you.
Well, if not, you hate to say it, but if not, Terry Sponder has a couple she's selling that are brand new, that are empty up in, there's a name for that development.
Right where my daughter lives, right down the street.
Oh, yeah?
A block away.
Yeah. Okay.
In nice Fort houses. Or Mojave Valley?
In Fort Mojave.
Right?
Yeah. All right. Are we missing anything?
No.
Probably. We got a million things going on, but
we always do.
I think we've got enough. handle
yeah,
for today.
Thanks for having
yeah,
us.
You're welcome.
You're doing great.
So everybody needs to know all about the taco night,
yes.
taco day.
Taco festival, beer festival, bands, tacos. We'll have little, like, mariachis out there, like, and we're going to have great. Oh, we have DJ Naked Truth, too, playing in between the bands because we don't want there to be dead air.
No dead
we
air.
Want dancing and we want fun and we want just a really good vibe.
Chamber okay. member.
Yeah, right. chamber member.
Good.
They were at the Montessori thing the other day and
yes.
did a fantastic job.
They're awesome.
Good.
Yeah, they're really fun peeps. They
all
actually
right.
work over there.
Well, and we'll have you back maybe the week of, and we can
yes.
talk about this stuff, too.
Yeah, thank you so much
Sounds
for having
good.
Us.
Yeah,
all
thanks,
right.
Claire.
You guys have a super day.
You, too.
You, too.
CBD is becoming one of the most effective pain management products today. Groundbreaking research in CBD has revolutionized the health and wellness industry, and you need to know where to go. The Vaporium of Laughlin now carries a wide array of full-spectrum CBD products. The guys at Vaporium have established a close relationship with their suppliers and do not promote anything less than the best. Safe, effective, backed by lab-tested results, they support only top-brand CBD products. Come meet Ian, your CBD consultant, and see if CBD is right for you. The Vaporium of Laughlin, located across from the Golden Nugget.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com. Eugene Williams Consulting brought to compliance with the state of Nevada along the river properties, Desert Sun Plumbing, Allen Shore Painting, and U.S. Southwest LLC, just to name a few. Thanks to Eugene, you too can comply with the Clark County legal posting requirement for your business license. Don't have an office in Nevada but still do business here? Eugene has you covered. Eugene Williams Consulting provides you with a Nevada registered agent and the means to get licensed in Nevada. Don't risk doing business in Nevada without it. It's against the law. Call Eugene now, 702-299. 0511.
Come play where the locals win. Aquarius Casino Resort. Joseph from Lake Havasu City won $2,045 playing video poker. Kenneth from Laughlin won $5,400 playing triple cash. John from Bullhead City won $5,600 playing Wheel of Fortune. And Mary from Needles won $25,000 playing triple double red, white, and blue. You could be our next big local winner at Aquarius Casino Resort today.
Varicose veins are more than just a cosmetic problem. They can indicate a vein disease known as venous insufficiency, which can cause permanent skin color changes in the legs and even lead to skin ulcers. The interventional radiologists at High Desert Vein Center perform a simple, minimally invasive procedure called venous ablation. This can bring patients better circulation and appearance. For more information, call High Desert Vein Center in Kingman at 718-0180.
Eli's coming. Eli's coming.
Yeah, today we played a little of the 60s for you on Speak Out 2.0. Little Three Dog Night. Eli's coming. Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Mall. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Shred for secure document protection. If you've got a business, you should be talking to Randy because I guarantee you have paperwork in your business that should be properly destroyed. And Randy's the guy to take care of that. Mojave Electric Cooperative, they've got that co-op connection card. Everybody in the tri-state area should have one because they're good for so many businesses. And when you go in and get a card, they give you a list of the businesses. And the businesses grows all the time, so you can check their website and get more information on who else is giving discounts. Speaking of discounts, Martin Swanee Hyundai discounts Hyundais in Kingman. You can buy a brand new Hyundai for under $30,000. You can test drive anything you want on the lot. You can order a new Hyundai. They'll order in whatever you want, the color of the interior, the color of the doors, and the, you know, whatever you want. convertibles. They'll make it custom-made for you, you know. It's Martin Swanee. Vaporium of Laughlin. If you want to stop smoking, if you've decided, you know, tax day is the day. I'm going to quit smoking on tax day, okay? So you got 4 days to quit smoking. And so go talk to Vaporium here in Laughlin. Visit with them. They can tell you everything about stop smoking. They're the experts. And then you can pick which kind of avenue you want to go, and they'll help you out. So that's Vaporium of Laughlin. Eugene Williams Consulting, you just heard him for half an hour. He was in here talking about what he does. And you can always give him a call if you have any questions. And don't forget, he's in suite number 7 there. He's giving me so much paperwork here. I feel like I'm going to go into business with him. But Eugene Williams, a great guy, and can help you with your LLC in Laughlin, you know, in Nevada, if you want to do business in Nevada. All right, let's do a little community calendar for you. Right now, going on through Saturday night, so it's Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, The Wizard of Oz. Yeah, you know, we've all seen it on TV a gazillion times, but a lot of kids have never seen it, and why not take them to the play with kids putting it on, huh? Mojave High tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night. Starts at 7 o'clock each night. I'm sure it's very reasonable. So if you have any questions, you can call the school itself. Mojave High is 758-3916. Okay, give them a call, and they'll be more than happy to fix you up. Mickey Gilley and Johnny Lee are also on tonight through Sunday at the Riverside. And those shows are at 8 o'clock each night, 702-298-2535, if you have any questions about the concert or pricing or seats and whatnot. Now, coming up on Friday afternoon from 5 to 7, the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce is hosting a spring, because they call this weather spring, backyard mixer. And that's going to be this Friday night from 5 to 7. That should be fun. So you could go to the Laughlin Chamber Mixer, or the Bullhead Chamber Mixer tonight, and the Laughlin Chamber Mixer tomorrow night. And then you can go see The Wizard of Oz on Saturday night, and Sunday night you can go see Mickey Gilley. There you go. I've planned your next 4 nights. then you didn't pay me for that. All right. Blood drive on Friday at the Tropicana from 9 until 2. There's no such thing as fake blood. So when someone goes in for surgery, they need real blood. And the only way you get that is by people donating it. And your body replenishes it. So I've given a lot of blood in my lifetime. So officially through the blood drive. The Bullhead City Fire Department on Saturday is having a free car seat checkup. Now, if you've got a car seat and you didn't put it in yourself, you're probably in good shape if you paid, if you had a professional put it in. But if not, stop by the Bullhead City Fire Department on Saturday, Station 2, right there on the highway across from the park, 1260 Highway 95. 9 until noon, and they will check your car seat. Now, they're not giving them out that day, but they will check it, and they'll make sure it's in there the right way, and they'll show you how to put it in the right way, okay? And that's free, and you can't beat that. Also, Saturday, there's the Borough Barbecue going on all day, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. at the community park. So that's right across the street from the fire station, right next to the Chamber of Commerce. And you heard yesterday Scott Merrill talking about all the fundraisers they do with the money they make from this. So support them. You know, if you realize you go to a lot of these community events and it's a fundraiser for that group, you need to sit back and realize all the different things you've helped throughout the year. You know, the Women's Council is the same thing. You know, you go to the Boombox Parade or you go to the Western Auction and you, all of a sudden you've paid for, you know, a Women's Day out for people in the women's shelter. You've paid for the leadership program that people go through. You've paid for the school program that they do. So when you participate in a fundraiser, you really don't realize where your money's going. You should talk to some of these groups. It's amazing what they do. Brad Paisley on the 13th, he's at the event center. That's awesome. 8 p.m. And by the way, they'll close down Bruce Berry Drive there because people all walk in the middle of the street. And so that'll be shut down. And that'll happen probably around 6 that night. And so the concert's at 8. If you have any questions, call the Laughlin Chamber, 702-298-2214, and just hit 0, and then Michelle will pick up, and she'll answer any of your questions there. Also on Saturday, busy day in Bullhead City and Laughlin, Saint is doing a pet adoption. And if you think maybe it's time to add a pet to your home or your child has asked for a dog or a cat, head over to PetSmart from 10 to 2, and you can see the people from Saint right there, and you can adopt a pet right there. If you have any questions, give Saint a call at 928-985-0663. Also, again, next week on the 16th, River Valley Devils football and cheerleading. They're still signing people up. You can do that at River Valley High School in the wrestling room from 6 to 7 p.m. on the 16th. It's sad to think the Monkees only have two remaining members now. I mean, we've lost Peter Tork recently and Davy Jones quite a while ago. On the 17th, there's a Food Coalition Project Forum, and that's happening at the Bullhead City Library from 3 to 4:30, only an hour and a half long. Questions, you can call the library at 758-7689. Catherine's Landing is celebrating their 1 year under new ownership and management, and they're calling it a hip hip hooray 1 year celebration. That's going on from 11 o'clock until 9 o'clock on the 20th. That's a week from Saturday. So that's happening, like I said, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. That should be a lot of fun. Any questions, call the lake out there at 928-577-1652. And then coming up on the 24th, if you think you're to the age you need to do a little estate planning, there's a free seminar, Estate Planning 101, put on by Diana Morrison. And she's coming in here, and she's going to do a lot of that on the air. Let me see here. When is she coming in? Because I find my book here, and I'll tell you when she's coming in. But she's going to be in here on the air, and it's next month. I'm trying to find it for you so you know. But you can go to the 101, or she is here. Oh, May 1st, okay? So May 1st she'll be in here, and you can call with your questions then. Or, like I said, they're having Estate Planning 101 at the Davis Place. That's up there right off the parkway, and that's at 9 a.m. till 10 p.m., 9 a.m. to 10. And that's put on by Hospice of Havasu. And so you can check that out. If you have any questions, you can call Hospice Havasu at 928-453. That's a Havasu number, 2111. Also, we have a play coming up at the Laughlin High School, Nick's Cafe. that just sounds fun to me. On the 25th and 26th, it's at 7 o'clock. On the 28th and 27th and 28th, it's at 2 o'clock at the high school. Any questions, give them a call, 702-299-6057. Somebody that's got something to do with that place should come talk to me. I'll find time to get you in next month, okay, or next week, if we can get someone from that play to come in here and talk to us about it, because people like to hear. On the 26th, Sammy Hager's at Harrah's. I just heard him on the Howard Stern show last week. Sammy Hager, Full Circle Jam Tour. That's at Harrah's at 9 p.m. on the 26th. And you get your tickets at the Total Rewards Center. That's going to just about wrap it up. I want to thank Eugene Williams for coming in today. Also, Amber McLean with the Chamber of Commerce and John Panicker with the Chamber talking about their taco and beer on the 4th of next month. And thanks to our sponsors, Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams. We will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow it's Sonny Borelli. He'll be in here for an hour. If you've got questions in regards to politics, Sonny's the guy to answer them. So he'll be here tomorrow in the studio for a whole hour, and we'll take your phone calls. And we will see you on Friday.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.